is Davin's Den. Is Davin's Den.
All right, last segment of this little jamboree. Wow, that was a lot of in-depth conversation we had. So now we have some in-depth scamming nonsense. That's what we're going to do. So let me find my scamming.
My stories!
Pip's stories, yes, Pip's stories. Here we go.
I just look forward to the bullshit.
Or as I call it, my love life. All right, let me try to think about where we last left off with this. We've realized that Carolyn is now being played by at least two people, one of who has had a tragic loss of her colleague's children, who died in a fire, fourth-degree burns, the other one who has no idea from these children. Fake Davin was going to fly to England to comfort Carolyn, was going to drop everything for her. That's one version of this. The other version is Carolyn's in Dublin, Ireland, where she sent Davin Davin accused, said, "I'm tired of being scammed," essentially calling her a scammer, and called her out, and Carolyn made it all romantic-like and sent Davin a headless tits picture of some chick in a bath. So,
all
right. Right, that's where we pretty much ended on, like, bad sexy talk, right?
Yeah, it was bad sexy talk, but I just still want to know, are the children dead or not?
Well, one version of them are.
If they're Schrodinger's burnt children.
But we got two versions, so it's hard to keep track. So this is October this is October 17th on Google Hangouts. This is Carolyn. "Hello, dear. I've been distanced because after the death of those kids..." Kids are dead in this version.
Okay.
"My head has not been straightforward. I'm really at the lowest ebb here. Right when I thought my life was falling in place with you and everything, it just went south. I haven't gotten out of myself." And I respond, "And I was on my way to the airport and you ghosted me. Not much else to say after that." Can you imagine that your girlfriend is going to drop everything to fly with you, and you fucking vanish? There's a red flag right there.
So pissed off.
Yeah, yeah. Well, she goes, "I didn't ghost you. I have not been to work for some time. I keep seeing the kids." Three crying emojis. Funny, the other of you seems to be fine.
Can I interrupt for a sec? I keep on forgetting. What is ghosting anyway? I forget.
Disappearing. Vanishing.
Okay.
I go, "Carolyn, I was prepared to drop everything for you. You didn't even have the courtesy to tell me not to come." She goes, "Why do I keep losing the ones close to me? We planned to go to the park the next day. I just talked to them on the phone that morning."
She never talked about these kids before.
No. So why does she lose people close to me? What do you think I said?
Like you?
What do you think I said, Joe?
I'm not sure.
I asked, "Lack of fire alarms?"
Oh, Jesus Christ. No, you didn't.
I most certainly did.
If this was a real person, that would be the cruelest thing in the world to say.
Well, depending which version I'm talking to.
I know, but oh my God. Even fake you should be ashamed of himself.
No. Fake me is really proud, and real me is very proud with that. Fake and real me.
God.
Real me and fake me say, "Fuck you, Pip." That's just good comedy writing right there.
Well, I'm used to getting that from real you and fake you.
Yeah.
But, oh my God.
Yes. Ease into that warm sitz bath of fuck you, Pip Helix.
Ooh, that's good.
It's most certainly. It should feel familiar. Been over 20 years of it.
Good stuff.
She goes, the fire alarm went off, but when the kids, she says, not fucking missing a beat. "The fire alarm went off, but when the kids couldn't locate the fire, they just set it off." What? How do you not locate a fire? It's the shit that's hot.
Wait. They could locate the fire.
Marco, Polo, Marco, it's a flame, stupid.
why are you looking for the fire? If you know that a fire is around, go where you think it's not.
Maybe they're smoky. I don't know.
Here you go.
She goes,
it's over here.
She goes, "It was an electrical fault." I go, "I see. Well, I guess you should just love the ones you have." October, I'm not being very sympathetic. I've had enough of
losses.
Yeah. Joe, you sound further away now than you have all show. Is the phone in a different space?
No. What? Who?
Joe does.
No.
He was nice and loud before. Now he's not. So, all right. October 18th, 2019. Again, still on Hangouts. I go, guess you're not there. Happy trails, home slice. That's what I say to her.
Wow.
She goes, I'm here, dear. Please understand me. Then we get like a boatload of crying emojis. I go, yeah, crying emojis ring hollow when I was prepared to stop everything so I could be the shoulder for you to cry on. I was prepared to be the man you need. Now I don't think I really care. Seems like a good place for a clean break.
Excuse me. Thank you. Making the children's death all about you? Dick move. She should call you out on that right away.
Well, she makes everything about her.
I know, but it's like, you don't, like, the typical bullshit move by somebody is at a funeral making it all about them.
Yeah, well, maybe they shouldn't be dead in the other version.
Awful.
She goes, can we talk about this over the phone? I couldn't concentrate on anything. I go, when do you want to do that? She goes, tomorrow, babe. I'm really in bad shape. I promise to talk about everything. I go, will this be a video call as you've been promising for forever? She goes, we'll talk over the phone when I can hold back the tears. We'll video call. I go, so am I supposed to be the man in your life, yet I can't see you when you are your most vulnerable? Is that how you do relationships? Hello? She vanished. She goes, yeah, you can. I'll call you. I really can't understand what's happening in my life. Well, that's because the other you hasn't gotten on the same page with you, stupid.
You're a little schizo. I can understand why you don't know what's going on in your life.
She goes,
lives.
She goes, I do love you, but everything with me is crazy. I can't sleep, eat. I go, I don't think you love me. Actually, I know you don't love me. That's okay, though. She goes, I'll prove every inch of my love for you, which is odd because she's supposed to be in England when she uses the metric system.
Oh, true. Mm. I'll prove every inch. What is she, Robert Plant?
Is that a song?
Yeah. Okay. Every inch of my love.
Oh, okay. Yeah, it's part of a song. Okay. She goes, I swear that on my mom. You've been really amazing and patient with me. I go, only when I'm just about done do you even pretend to care about me. Only now when I went out do you say you love me. Seems like some type of twisted game. She goes, it's not pretense. Everything I tell you is the truth and straight from my heart. And I would argue that she's going to her heart, much like the proctologist was in my story from the second segment. I feel like there's a lot of shit on the way to the heart. I go, LOL, sure it is. Do you swear that on your life? No finger or toe crossing. She goes, I swear it on my life, dear. Crying emoji with heart. I go, you know if you're lying, you'll die a horrible death, right?
Damn!
She goes, I'm not a kid. I know the meaning of everything I say and I mean. Crying emoji, heart emoji, kissy emoji. I go, fine. So if you love me with your heart, you will let me see you, right? Because I kind of think you are a dude.
With every inch of your love.
With every inch of your love. I think you're loving me with every inch of your cock. How do you like them apples? She goes, why would you say that? That's really insensitive.
I wasn't meant to be a compliment, stupid.
Well, I mean, if this is a real person, yeah, that would be really insensitive, but do go on.
So what do you think? What do you think I said?
I don't think you care. You're probably going to lay it down a little bit more on her.
What do you think, Pip?
Oh, yeah, you're going to be unrelenting. Yeah.
I go, you could be a handsome dude.
Well, that's the consolation prize I always want to hear.
Sure. I go, why would I say that? So many reasons. But let's just say, if you let me see you and you are the girl in the pictures, you'll have my heart and everything I have. So really, I am prepared to be all in or all out. It's really up to you. And insensitive is when the man you claim to love is trying to fly across the ocean to be with you and you vanish for a few days. Talk about insensitive.
Wow.
She goes,
a little touche on that.
No, most certainly. I'm the king of touche.
No, I'm still making it all about you, Dick.
You know what? Fuck off, Pip. How many of these people have we dealt with? And you always want to run to their defense. Go fuck yourself. Why don't you work? Why don't you become press secretary for President Trump after Kaley's gone? Why don't you fucking twist some more bullshit? You're right. I've had enough of your shit. Pip Huckabee Sanders over there.
I'm sorry, Joe. Carry on. I'm going to have to spend the rest of the evening going fucking myself.
All right. Well, that shouldn't take long. I'm sure you'll leave yourself the way you leave everybody else, disappointed. Anyway, all right.
I disappoint me.
I says, well, you should. She goes, I'm really sorry about it. It's really my fault, but I was really down. I go, yeah, and I was really worried about you. Now I'm numb to you. Two heartbreaks and a crying emoji. I just keep losing. I go, what do you want from me? Honestly, straight up, money, laughs, love, friendship, a good story, radio content, what do you want?
Radio content!
There's a little bit of truth in everything I say.
I know, but it's like, oh, she only knew.
I go, are you there? She goes, I want you. That's all that matters. I'm here, babe. I go, why do you want me? I don't think you even know me. I know she doesn't know me.
Yeah.
She goes, your patience and kindness to me is one I've never seen. I've been with guys, but your experience is different. You really mean a lot to me. I go, and if I told you I had no money, you'd be fine with that? She goes, if all I wanted was that, I would have stopped talking to you a long time ago. Well, she's got a point there.
Bullshit.
Joe's not buying it. Joe is not having it. I go, LOL. She goes, well, it seems I'm the joke here. And a heartbroken emoji. I go, no, not at all. Just don't know what to make of you. We've had some good moments. We've also had a lot of where we did not connect. She goes, yeah, that's what happens with relationships, ups and downs. I go, yeah, I'm fine with that. Just I've never been with someone who makes me feel so unimportant, crying emoji. She goes, I'm really sorry about that. I never wish to make you feel that way. You've been the best, always trying to make me feel better. I go, it's just your way. You've been like that for a while. I just don't know if I want to be with someone who makes me feel like such a zero. I'm not saying that to be mean, just how it is. And yes, I always try to support you. It's just the way I love.
Do you realize this has gone so far out of the way of the financial planner client relationship? I mean, right off the fucking cliff.
Well, Joe, that's what I do. Well, the best laid plans of scammers, whether they be mice or men.
Yeah, right.
I mean, isn't that my job, Joe? Isn't my job to prolong this and make this agonizing yet entertaining?
Totally.
But it is your job. But you would think that she would keep steering it back to the investment angle of this, and it's so far off the beaten path now.
Yeah,
could be the long game.
And if this person had an actual employer, do you think that they would be really pleased to know the kind of relationship that is built up from them cold calling somebody about investments?
Well, in her defense, fake me is very captivating.
Well, yes, but fake you could get her fired if this were real.
It is real. How dare you?
I'm sorry.
She goes, I appreciate you, dear, and I'm truly sorry for making you feel less. I go, thanks for the apology. I go, what time do you want to talk tomorrow? She goes, I'll fix myself up, go over to see my colleague. She just flew with her husband. I go, is that your way of saying goodbye? She goes, no, I'm here, dear. If I was going, I would tell you. I go, LOL, you never have before. Often you're just gone. Let's change the topic, babe. Tell me about your family. So at this point, I feel like I've raked her through the coals enough. Now, this is a different This is a different way of interrogating her. I'm not going straight at her as I have with others. I'm just throwing in comments because...
Hold on, you just called her a man.
All right. All right.
What are you talking about?
All right. Maybe I'm not as subtle as I think. All right. Point taken. She goes, thought you'll never ask, two smiling emojis. I go, LOL, well, in the past, it was always about work with you. Then there was a tiny bit where you were sexual, so I never got the opportunity. She goes, well, my dad passed away right before we moved to the UK. I'm a citizen here now. I go, how old were you? She goes, my mom returned to Brazil late last year. I did not know you were part Brazilian. What is your heritage? And then she vanishes. I go, hello?
She just... say something about I don't do that? And you're like, yeah, you drop me all the time.
And then I go, and you just said if you were going, you would tell me. Then you vanished. Typical Carolyn. Your words are hollow. Video chat tomorrow or this is over.
Oh, an ultimatum.
Yes.
Wow.
So now we will go to Instagram on October 18th.
Oh, the other personality.
Yeah, possibly.
Now, yes. You said we're going to Instagram on October 18th. On the other platform, what was the date?
October 18th.
So same dates, different platforms.
Correct, sir. Correct. Nice. I go, good morning. She goes, morning, love. I go, how are you? She goes, I'm very well, dear. I go, glad to hear that. Remember, now she's good. Her life was just falling apart on Hangouts. On Instagram, shit's going wonderfully.
This is great. This is a two-headed scammer monster.
At least. She goes, my stay here in Dublin has been a mixed one. So we're back to Dublin. I was just flying to England to comfort her, and she's losing her shit, but this version's still in Dublin.
Oh, God, so inept.
She goes, my stay here in Dublin has been a mixed one. I go, tell me about it. She goes, actually, we are succeeding what we came for. On the other hand, I have not taken my time to rest well. I go, was it a business trip? She goes, because I'm receiving mails from London of people who do want to meet up. I go, you are popular. She goes, and most of them I had to reschedule. And she smiles, I'm not popular. I go, why'd you have to reschedule? She goes, I'm just good at what I do. I go, how do they find you? She goes, they went to my office, so staffs told me I was not around. I go, is it a big office? She goes, yes, of course. Now remember, on the GoFX website, there's no office listed. But she's telling me there's a big office. I go, of course, LOL. My mover and shaker. She goes, not like too big, but relatively big, you know. I go, I have no idea. Your recent picks were not from Dublin. Dublin has never been that tropical, LOL. You brought a bikini to Dublin in October? You may be the only girl in the world to do that, LOL. So let's see here. Let's see how much time we have. Because I don't want it to be too long, but I want to see how long. Is this a really lengthy one? Oh, fuck. All right, we can do October 22nd on Instagram. We'll do October 22nd on Instagram.
Okay.
So this is 4 days. This is 4 days. So this is October 18th. We haven't spoken for 4 days. I had just given her an ultimatum on the other platform.
Right.
So we're still on Instagram. I go, hey, how are you? She goes, very well, dear. I go, how is Dublin? She goes, did he just ask me how is Dublin? I need to punch him in the face. Somebody, please help me.
What?
Well, this is turned. I go, who is he? She goes, the person asking who is he? I go, he is me?
Wait, am I the only one confused right now?
She wants to punch me in the face because I asked her how Dublin was.
Yeah, okay, I'm sorry. Why?
I go, he is me? She goes, yeah. And I said, well, Pip wants to know. Why? Yeah, I said, stupid. Don't you know there's going to be questions? We really need a reason.
Elaborate for Pip.
I mean, Joe might say, may I interrupt, but Pip has questions. She goes, because you said some funny stuff about me taking stuff to Dublin, blah, blah, blah. I go, no, sent me a video, didn't you? She goes, and so? I go, you were in a bikini. She goes, I know. I go, so what funny stuff did I say? You there? She goes, don't want to talk about it. It's the past. I go, no, that doesn't cut it. You're obviously pissed. Why? What the fuck? She goes, if you've forgotten, so be it. I go, no, you just accused me of something and you don't know what. Meh. You know what? You were supposed to talk to me this weekend, and you blew me off. Now you get mad, and you don't know why? This is not working. Now silence. Perfect. She goes, I'm not silent. Just took my eyes a little bit to my PC. You promised we would talk this weekend. She goes, sorry for the slow replies. I go, nope, you blew me off. I knew you would. It is how you do. She goes, you keep nagging all the time. Why?
Well, I don't wow. like
this. I do not like this at all.
Who's this person?
I go, I'm not nagging. I'm saying goodbye. Don't need to hear it anymore. She goes, and you're too scared. Calm down. You ain't going to lose me. I go, I'm very calm. I go, she goes, like, seriously, goodbye, I see. I go, yes, you are not ready for a relationship, and you accuse me of stuff. She goes, maybe I could have, she goes, maybe I could have just stayed out of Falling for Nobody for a while. But Carolyn, your feelings won't always lead you, right? Now look, he's talking about see me, who knows what he would have done to me if we got married. No problems, you always right. She's talking to herself about me like I'm not there.
Who is this talking? Which personality is talking right now? I'm still, she's going on, but I'm still very confused. I don't know what the fuck just happened.
I go, married, LOL. I go, you won't even talk to me. She goes, thanks for ruining my evening. I go, I wanted to get right this weekend. You promised, then you called it nagging. You don't need me. She just goes, I just need to put myself together and wish this never happened. Bunch of sad emojis. I go, yes, put yourself together. I'm not who you need, clearly. And then she disappeared. I go, oh, I bore you now? She goes, thanks for ruining my evening, Davin. Good night. I go, you'll be fine. No more nagging. I tried to make it work, but it takes two. She goes, sounds easy to you, right? The word you'll be fine? I go, well, you seem fine without even when we were together. Did you really ever try to make this work? Honestly, seems like the only one you care about is the only time you care is when I mention my ex. All right, silence. That is certainly appropriate. I'm sorry this did not work out. Wish you the best of luck in your future endeavors. She goes, I sent them. What?
This fight blew up out of nowhere. You were on good terms the last time you spoke to this version on this platform.
Well, who knows what we're dealing with right
because
now.
Because I think they got the wrong. I think that the person writing you thinks it's somebody else.
Yeah, that's what I'm thinking. It's like, what?
They got the stories mixed up. They probably took up the wrong story, you know, and realizing it's not you. It's another mark. And I think that,
right.
Yeah, because it doesn't. There's nothing that you did that warranted that response. And obviously, the scammers. And you know they've got all their marks, and somebody wasn't paying attention to the form and started harassing you. Somebody, you know, you're taking the brunt for somebody else.
Really?
So I wish her the best of luck in her future endeavors. She goes, I sent a message on Hangouts. I go, what did you say? And we will leave it there.
God damn it!
What?
We'll leave it there.
I mean, if you want, I'll scroll up to you. Yeah, you know what? Just give me a second. Talk amongst yourself real quick, and we'll finish October 22nd. So what do you guys think?
Yeah.
What do you guys think?
I want to know what she said.
So what do you guys think about what you've heard thus far?
Well,
sounds
I
like
think
she's talking
that,
to somebody got the wrong person.
Yeah, definitely. I think that first of all, there's the disconnect between the person that's on each platform. One has got, you know, this tragedy of these burnt children, and the other one is like, no, the kids are fine. What the hell are you talking about? I mean, you would think, if you were talking to somebody, Joe, if you and I were talking, and all of a sudden I was just like, you know, oh, my house burned down, and then you called me, and I'm like, hey, everything's good. What's going on? And you're like, Pip?
Right, yeah.
You know? What the fuck? I just saw you on Facebook and you were like, you know, pulling your hair out and I called you and you're like, so what's going on? And tell a joke.
Do
you think that you were speaking to Sybil?
In order for this to work, I have to play really, really stupid.
Yeah, you do, because there's no way. What did you say?
It's an easy game.
I knew you said something snarky.
Such a
you know. Hey,
well,
I live.
I've been up since 4 o'clock and I'm exhausted. I ain't that fucking tired.
Well, all right. Here,
all right.
Yeah, here, Joe. Look at this cute squirrel. That'll energize you.
All right. So here's on October 22nd. Here's what happened. She calls me. I missed the call. She calls me again. I missed the call. Then I spoke to her. I was working out, and it was very brief, so I didn't have time to record what was going on, so I don't have that audio. But I did speak to her, And as I recall, I think it sounded like the first girl whose voice I heard initially, and it was pleasant enough.
Okay.
So we did speak for a while. Then I tried to call her later, and nothing happened. And I asked her if she was feeling better. She goes, "I've had some silly thoughts." I go, "What thoughts are those?" She goes, "I've been starving myself, not been to work for some days. These kids, I saw them like mines." So, all right, so now we're back to the dead kids in England again.
Wait. Whoa. So this is the person that's on the other platform. This is not the one that just picked a fight with you out of nowhere.
No, that was on Instagram. This is on Hangouts.
Bye.
Davin, have you ever done a show where the shows are running concurrently with each other, where you're doing a spot and then running into the second room to do another spot, and then you go back out? Because it seems like when you're doing something really quick and it's two different audiences,
yeah,
where it's like you're doing the same thing but it's a different response, yeah.
Yeah, I mean this is really hard to keep this going on. For me and the scammer.
Yeah, really.
This reminds me when I was talking to two people, and I am not fluent in Spanish by any means. I know enough to get myself really in trouble. And I was trying to translate between an English speaker and a Spanish speaker, and they didn't have each other's languages. And it was so hard that I ended up speaking Spanish to the English person and English to the Spanish person at one point, because I got myself so goggled, like, trying to do this.
Funny.
And I'm just, you know what I mean? Like, I just all of a sudden realized, no, oh, God, stupid. And it was like the biggest pop quiz of my life. But it seems like this person has gotten themselves that kind of turned around, like, where did I leave off? Maybe they're juggling so many friggin' people that's why, like, all of a sudden this person just ghosts Davin and then comes back with an attitude that's like, oh, you're still on the argument you were having with Mark number two, you know?
Right, exactly.
So she goes, "I've been starving myself, not been to work for some days. These kids, I saw them like mines." I go, "I don't think that's silly." She goes, "I've tried hurting myself. Took an overdose for painkillers." I go, "Wow, babe, please don't do that." On October 23rd, I try to talk to her, and I don't get anywhere. I just say, hey, good talk. All right. So now we'll go back to, because it's not that long, we'll go to October 23rd on Instagram real quick.
Okay.
I go, "Good afternoon, beautiful. How are you?" She goes, "Hello, dear." So now we're good terms on Instagram.
Oh, my God.
She goes, "I'm good, boo. Feeling much better." I go, "I'm glad." She goes, "Had to talk to a psychologist." I go, "Why? Are you okay?" She goes, "I've not been myself since the kids died." All right, so now the kids are dead on both platforms.
Oh, wow.
So now the kids could be alive or dead on any platform. There are no longer any barriers. We have dead kids everywhere.
I'm telling you, this is Schrodinger's burnt children.
She goes, "I've not been myself since the kids died." I go, "What kids?" Because, we're on Instagram.
On that platform, yeah. You don't know what she's talking about. God, right.
I go, "What kids? I thought you'd been working in Dublin. Are you there?" Because on this platform, she's in Dublin. Nobody told me.
Oh, my God. She's flipping through notes. Oh, shit.
I don't even think she's flipping through notes.
At least she's more friendly.
Yeah.
She goes, "I'm here, my colleague's kids." I go, "But that was in Hangouts."
Great.
I go, "Here, you said they were good. Baby, please stay with me for a bit so we can have a conversation. It's hard to communicate this way." She goes, "I always go into a repressive mood. My doctor advises to quit whatever's happening around me and try to relax. I get these spasms and headaches." I go, "Well, I'm here for you, my queen. But what children? I am confused." So we'll end it there.
Thank you. Because she's getting spasms in her damn head. Wow.
So we got multiple stories. We got Dublin bikini Carolyn who's pissed off at me. We have the dead kids Carolyn who wants to make it work with me. But we don't know what platform they're going to be on. We're now crossed through the matrix. We're all over the place now. So this is going to be very difficult. What?
Oh shit!
But what's very interesting is I am straight up calling them on the bullshit, and we're plowing on like I never said these things.
I know. This is great. Oh, my God.
All right. So you guys like where this is going?
Yes.
Very interesting.
Well, Joe, this is no longer a financial scam, it would appear. This is a full-blown romance scam.
I don't know how you got so far off the beaten path with it. I mean, it's just, you know, it just veered off. I mean, it started with such a business proposition, and then what's the scammer's name again? I forgot.
Carolyn
seemed to be a very straight arrow business person, and then it just went fucking south.
Not for me. I think I'm very excited about this. This is the first time we straight up have multiple stories going on at the same time. This isn't we didn't check the notes. They have two full blown stories.
Fantastic! Yeah. It's so great. It's so great that they screwed up so royally. I'm very, very much enjoying that.
I remember, like, because when this is happening, like, how the fuck am I going to bring this to the radio? Because there was times. I mean, if I check the timestamps, I can see. There was times I was talking to both of them at the same time.
That's great.
I have to keep my story straight with their story, and I never know who I'm talking about until there's clues that they give.
Right.
Yeah. Oh, wow. That's great if you're both losing the plot.
Well, so far I have not lost the plot. So far I just call them out on their bullshit.
This is really good. This is a really good turn of events. I'm very pleased. Thank you.
I'm glad you're enjoying the dead kids.
I am. I am.
You're a horrible human being. All right. We would like to thank Sensei Russ Ferdico for his continued support. Thank you, Russ. We appreciate it.
Thank you, Russ.
All right, Joe, what do you got?
Portobello is Bergen County, New Jersey's most exclusive fine dining Italian restaurant. The Tuscan Villa setting will make you feel like you've been transported to the old country. Every dish is prepared with care and attention to detail, and the Portobello chefs are happy to cater to any dietary need, thus ensuring every visit is not just a meal but an experience. Portobello is open for lunch and dinner Monday through Saturday, and on Sunday, Portobello features a sumptuous brunch in addition to their dinner menu, which is available all day. Friday and Saturday nights, Portobello features live entertainment starting at 9 p.m., Portobello Banquets, that's your destination for that, such as a Sweet 16 wedding or office party or anything that has to impress. And their professional staff will ensure that your event will not be just an occasion but a memory. Portobello Banquets also hosts a popular comedy nights throughout the year, which is produced by Davin, our pal at Side Sprinting Productions. It'll be a great show December 11th with the great Chris Monty. It's going to be a very good show. So experience all the Portobello has to offer. 175 Ramapo Valley Road in Oakland, New Jersey. Or learn more, call them at 201-337-8990. That's 201-337-8990. Or visit their website, PortobelloNJ.com. You deserve the best, and you deserve Portobello.
Laugh at home comedy. Nothing can compare to seeing a live stand-up comedy show in person. The feel of a group of strangers having a shared experience. The performer talking directly to you. And, of course, you letting the performer know how much you're enjoying them. Laugh at home comedy brings that to you in the comfort of your own home or business. Whether it is one of our comedy club style shows or a private event for you and your friends or coworkers. Laugh at home comedy will bring the live comedy experience to you in the comfort of your own home. Now that COVID-19 is soaring in the second wave. Perfect time for Laugh at Home Comedy. But if you're still brave enough to go out, I believe Joe will be out and about this weekend.
Yes, there'll be a Comics Roadhouse at Mohegan Sun opening for Adam Ferrara. Go to comics roadhouse.com. And, it will be there for the 22nd through the 24th at Mohegan Sun at Comics Roadhouse.
Are they giving you a hotel room?
Yeah.
Oh, good. So you're going to be in the hotel for 3 days?
Yeah.
Oh, you're definitely getting infected. Enjoy your non-COVID life now. You're going to get sick.
No.
A pal of ours who's a comic has it now.
Oh, yeah?
Yep.
Really? Oh, shit.
Yep. So my gig last week did not happen because of rain, because 2020, the only year comedy gets canceled because of rain. So it's on this Friday, October 23rd. I'll be in Pequannock, New Jersey at Sticks Cigar Lounge. For tickets, call 201-336-2486. Show will be outside, socially distanced, and it's going to be nice out, so it should be a good time. got new jokes, so definitely check that out. All right, kids, that was a fun show. Kevin Israel will be joining us. Kevin Israel will be joining us for part of the show next week. Haven't had Kevin on in a long time. Be fun to chat with Kevin.
Awesome.
So until then, we appreciate you guys listening and watching. If you like us, tough one. If you hate us,
tell no one.
Either way, please keep on listening.